drop and dig that. $4,000. Stop. $3,000 and a spin.
Stop.
Stop. Oh. Duck. Get her duck, Dave. Where?
Oh. I saw him do it.
Peter got you.
Stop.
Oh. $89.50. Big buck.
Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Rod Roddy, and welcome to Press Your Luck, which, as you know, is the most competitive game in television. And now, with any further ado, let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today. Seems as though I'm pressing mine. Starting with Marty. How are you, Marty?
Hi, Peter. My name is Marty Berg. I'm originally from Wisconsin. Freshly married, I just moved out here to seek fame and fortune on the big screen. Or the medium screen would be nice.
Medium screen, any
anything
screen.
But one of those really, really small ones.
You're not into the small screen.
No.
But you're evidently a baseball fan.
Ah, yes, indeed. I do like baseball. I really don't care who wins as long as it's the Chicago Cubs.
A Cubby. Welcome, Marty.
Forever.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's meet our second contestant, Marilyn. How are
Hi,
you, Marilyn?
Peter.
I really like you, Marilyn. Where are you from, Marilyn?
I'm Marilyn Seckler, and I'm a housewife from Riverside, and I also like baseball, but my team is the California Angels!
But you didn't bring a little hat.
No.
Okay, but I believe you. Yeah, okay, we got a Cubby and an Angel, and let's meet our third contestant, Jim. Jim, where are you from?
Valencia, Peter. I'm a contractor.
And you're Jim, what's your last name?
Fairbanks.
Fairbanks from Alaska. And are you a baseball fan, Jim?
Yeah, I'm a baseball fan. Yeah. Dodger fan.
Dodger, all right. Yeah. One of
big
everything.
Big blue, big blue.
All right, baseball fans. I gather you are all Press Your Luck fans.
Gotcha.
All right, so we're going to play Press Your Luck. Players, I've got four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins at the big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win, because as you know, our board is virtually loaded with thousands of dollars of cash, fantabulous prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop, you'll make money. As I did, however, on occasion, you can hit a whammy. If you do that, a little rascal jumps out and takes away all your money. You want to avoid that very carefully. And with that in mind, are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Good, I'm ready. Here's the first question. After you've started a diet, what week is called Quitter's Week because it's the one in which you're most likely to backslide? Marilyn.
The second.
Second week. If you're right, Marilyn, you'll earn three big spins. I'll take your answer and two others, give them to Marty and Jim. If they're right, they will earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer second week, third week, fourth week? Marty?
I'll say the third week.
Marty will say the third week. We'll go over to Jim to see what he says.
I'm going to say the second week, too.
You're going to say the second week. Well, quitter's week for dieters is usually the third week.
Yeah.
All right, Marty picks up spins, goes to one. Marilyn stays, and Jim stayed with no spins. By the way, most diets are 2 weeks in duration, so the third week is when you quit. All right, you learn something on the show, see? You pay attention. Here we go with the second question. What music superstar was the lead singer in the group called The First Edition? Marty?
Kenny Rogers.
All right, is the correct answer Kenny Rogers, John Denver, or Rod Stewart, Marilyn?
It was Kenny Rogers.
Marilyn says it's Kenny Rogers. Jim, who do you think it is?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. That lead singer from The First Edition was Kenny Rogers. Marty picks up three spins, Marilyn gets one, and Jim gets one. Here is our third question. What fruit are you eating if you're having a Spartan, Baldwin, Northern Spy, or a Rome Beauty? Marty?
Apple.
All right, is the correct answer apple, cherry, or orange, Marilyn?
It's apple.
Marilyn says it's an apple. Jim, what do you think
it's
it is?
It's an apple.
Jim says it's an apple. Well, Spartan, Baldwin, Northern Spy, and Rome Beauty are all apples. Yeah. Correct. That means Marty goes to seven because he buzzed in. Marilyn goes to two. Jim goes to two. And here is our fourth and final question. If you would like to see yourself on a U.S. postage stamp, you're going to be disappointed because in order to qualify for that honor, you must have been among the dear departed for how many years?
No.
three blank stares. All right, class. I'm going to give it to you in multiple choice. If you get it right, you will have earned a spin apiece. Are you ready for it? All right. If you'd like to see yourself on a U.S. postage stamp, you're going to be disappointed because in order to qualify for that honor, you must have been among the dear departed for, is the answer, 5 years, 10 years, or 25 years. Marty?
Where do you guys get these things? 10.
Marty says 10 years. Marilyn, what do you think?
I think it's 10.
Marilyn says it's 10 years. Let's see what Jim has to say.
I think it's 25.
You think it's 25. Well, to be honored on a U.S. stamp, you must be dead 10 years.
Woo!
Marty picks up a spin and goes to 8. And Marilyn goes to 3. Jim stays at 2. All right, you'll have a chance to convert your spin. Dig a dollar to Big Fresh Luck Game Board. We come back after this. Don't go away. Players, it's time to turn those spins into dollars. This is where you earn some of that money. We've got $13,000 in cash up there, prizes, and a few goodies, as well as whammies, so you want to be careful. Each spin can bring you up to $1,500, and that's important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and that puts you in control. It's an important position to be in, so you want to vie and see if you can get first place. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time if you're afraid of the whammy. Everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies put you out of the game, so you want to be careful, and we're going to go with the player with the fewest spins. That is Jim with two spins and no dollars. Jim, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get for that $1,500 right off the bat.
Stop.
Oh. You bring out the worst in him. All right, Jim.
Okay.
If you're going to do it, it's the time to do it and get it out of the way.
Let's
no dollars,
go.
One spin. Let's make some money, Jim.
Stop.
Stop at $350.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You're in the money column, Jim. We'll now go to Marilyn with three spins, no dollars. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's hope Jim's gotten all the whammies for the whole show.
Stop!
Stop at 550, Marilyn. Quickly from third to first place, two spins left.
Go!
Gonna go on.
Stop!
Stop at, uh-oh. Oh. Well, maybe everybody needs money. You've got one, Marilyn, so does Jim. No dollars, but you have that one spin left. You want to make some money?
No.
Let's make some money.
Go
you can get that $1,500.
Big bucks. Big bucks.
Oh. A plethora. Oh, Marilyn. Sorry. That's second whammy. No dollars, no more spins, but it's only half the game.
I
sit
know.
Back, relax. Let's go to Marty. Eight spins, no dollars. Marty, you ready? A lot of spins. $1,000.
Yeah.
Seven spins left, Marty. First place. I'm going to go on.
Stop
at $400.
Yeah.
$1,400. Six spins left.
Keep going.
Going to keep going. $1,400 at stake.
Stop.
$500. He's on a roll. $1,900. Five spins left. Marty, press your luck or pass.
One more.
One more. One more for $1,900.
Stop
at $525.
Yeah.
Gives you a total of $2,425, Marty. You're well into first place by $2,100. Four spins left. What are you going to do?
Pass.
Marty takes those four spins and passes them to Jim because Jim is the player with the next highest amount of money. A lot of spins, Jim. $350. Four spins.
Let's
are you
go.
Ready? One whammy. Here
Let's
we go.
Go.
Got to take them.
Stop
at $200.
All right.
$550. Three spins left. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Here we go. Looking for dollars. Stop at a bumper
right.
pool table. A lovely bumper pool table valued at $695. Jim,
right.
that gives you $1,245. $1,200 less than Marty. Here we go. $1,500. Jim, you've fought off the whammy so far. You're now in first place at $2,745. If you can fight him off one more time, you'll have first place. One spin that you've got to take. A whammy completes that $2,745. $500. You fought it off, Jim. Congratulations. $32.45. We've got Marilyn at $0. Marty at $24.25. And Jim, you pull it out. You're leading with $32.45. And you know that's an advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises right after this. Players, in my little grubby pause, I have four questions. Those four questions translate into spins, and of course, spins translate into dollars. Remember, a spin here in this round could be worth as much as $5,000. Now, the player with the most money at the end of this round gets to take it all home and come back to play again tomorrow. With that in mind, are you ready for your first question?
We're ready.
Okay, here it is. Here's another question that can affect your diet. During which of the four seasons of the year are you likely to have the biggest appetite? Marty?
Winter.
All right, if Marty's right, he's going to pick up three spins. I'll give Marty's answer and two others to Marilyn and Jim. And if they're right, they will earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer winter, summer, or fall, Marilyn?
I think with the holidays, it's got to be winter.
Marilyn thinks it's winter. Let's go to Jim to see what he thinks.
I think it's winter, too.
You think it's winter. Well, we have the biggest appetite in winter, of course. Nothing to do. You sit around and eat, right? Everybody picks up spins. Marty buzzed in, gets three. Marilyn goes to one, and Jim goes to one. Good start. Let's go to the second question. What color were the following? Mr. Spock's blood, the dress that Scarlo O'Hara had made from Tara's drapes, and the streetcar named Desire. Jim?
Blue.
All right. Is the correct answer blue, gold, or green, Marty?
Green.
Marty says it's green. Let's go to Marilyn.
Oh, this is a wild guess. Green.
Green. Well, all those things were green. Good guess, Marilyn. Well done. Marty goes to four, and Marilyn goes to two. Jim picked the wrong color, stays at one. All right, here's the third question. Bonnie's boyfriend, Clyde Barrow, and John Dillinger, both famous criminals of yesteryear, wrote letters praising this make of car for its getaway power. What make of car was it? Marty.
Ford.
All right, is the correct answer Ford, Cadillac, or Packard, Marilyn?
Oh, another wild guess, Packard.
Marilyn says Packard. We'll go to Jim to see what he says.
I'm going to say Packard, too.
You're going to say Packard. The car most admired by those bad boys was a Ford. And Marty got it. Big one, Marty. Three big spins there. Goes to seven. Those three spins can be worth $15,000. Marilyn stays at two, and Jim stays at one. And here is the fourth and final question. India gave us the game. And now the Russians and the Americans compete over who's best at it. What is this game, Marilyn?
Chess.
All right, is the correct answer chess, bridge, or backgammon? What do you think, Marty?
Backgammon.
Marty says it's backgammon. We'll flip-flop over to Jim to see what he thinks.
I think it's chess.
Please. You think it's chess. Well, this highly competitive game is indeed chess. Correct. That means Marty stays at seven, Marilyn goes to a big five, and Jim goes to two. All right, that was our final question, and this means that all our players will be taking those big spins to the big pressure up board to decide who the winner's going to be. And we come back right after this. Don't go away.
The Buzzer Variety Show.
Today's a big day, boys and girls.
They're singing. Dancing.
I had a chance to dance, too. I don't get to dance much on the show.
Buying.
You can have it for $2, Nance. Of course she likes that for $2.
Betting.
$3,000.
Yes.
And winning.
Stop it.
Who says variety is dead?
Nobody.
The Buzzer Variety Show. Coming up next on Buzzer.
Players, are you ready to get serious?
Yeah.
Well, we are too, because we've got $50,000 up there on that board just waiting for you to take it. But don't forget, there's also some whammies up there, so be very careful. Now, the player with the most money who wound up in the lead with number round one was Jim with 3245. So you can sit back and relax, because you're going to go last in this, the final round. And you know, of course, that that's a big advantage, because you get to go after Marilyn and Marty, get through with their dilemma. All right, the player with the least amount of money is Marilyn with $0, but you've got five spins, two whammies, so you want to be very careful, Marilyn.
Okay.
Strategy. Second place, and then think about passing. Right? You ready?
Right.
Marilyn says, let's go for the 5,000.
Okay. Stop.
Stop at 1750. That's a good start, Marilyn. Four spins left.
Press on.
Two whammies, 1750.
Stop
at $1,500. That's 3250, Marilyn. Very quickly, from last place to first place by $5.
Okay.
Three spins left.
Dress on.
All right, dress on. She says $32.50 at stake.
Stop.
Stop. Oh. Marilyn, let's take a look. You have $0. You do have two spins left, but you've got three whammies.
I know.
You pick up that fourth whammy, you're out of the game. So you want to be very careful, okay?
Okay.
So I'm with you all the way here. Let's make some money. Stay away from those whammies.
Big buck. Stop.
Stop at $2,500, Marilyn. That's second place. One spin left. You've got $75 more than Marty. Second place. One more whammy. You're going to go. Oh, Marilyn. Oh, Marilyn, a gutsy move.
Please, please.
We don't want it. We want $2,000. Atta girl, you get it. $4,500, Marilyn. You got yourself in first place. Real gutsy, Marilyn. Well done. We're now going to go over to Marty, who has 24-25. Third place for the moment. Seven spins. Are you ready,
Let's
Marty?
Let's go for it.
Here we go.
Stop.
Oh. Well, Marty, you were bound to get one everyone else did, but you it's not
I don't
a cup
think
fan for sure.
Okay.
Six spins, no dollars. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Still can make some money. Big money.
Stop.
Stop at Curacao.
Yeah.
A trip to beautiful Curacao in the West Indies. Worth $2,562. You got that money back just like that, Marty.
Let's go.
Third place, $2,562 at stake.
Stop.
Stop at Hilo, Hawaii. You're going everywhere, Marty. Another trip. Six nights in Hilo, value of $1,376. Brings you up to $3,938. Second place, four spins. Marty says, let's go. Those two trips are on the line.
Stop.
Stop at $750, and you picked up a spin. Gives you a total of $4,688, four spins. You're in first place by $188. You picked up a spin, so you have four spins left. What are you going to do? Marty says, let's go on. $4,688 at stake.
Stop.
Oh.
Yes, yes,
yes. A whammy hurt. Oh, $4,688 gone, Marty. Two whammies, but you've got three big spins.
Gotta go.
You can make $5,000 a spin. Here we go, looking for big bucks.
Stop.
Stop at $5,000. Marty, that puts you right back in first place from third. You've got two spins left. Is that correct? Two spins left.
Stop.
$1,500.
Yeah.
Marty, you've got $6,500. You now have two spins left and $6,500 at stake. You are in first place by $2,000. What are you going to do?
Gotta go.
Gotta go. What a move. $6,500 on the line.
Stop.
Oh. Marty, you're in a similar position to Marilyn. You've got three whammies, no dollars, one spin. You can pick up some money.
Gotta do it.
Gotta do it. If you pick up one more whammy, you're out of the game, Marty. Go for the money.
Big buck.
$2,250. All right, Marty. Picked up some dollars. $2,250 for Marty. Marilyn's got $4,500. First place for now until we talk to Jim. Jim's got $3,245. Two spins, one whammy. Marilyn's sitting there with $4,500. Jim, are you ready with your two spins? Here comes the first of them.
Come on, no whammies.
Stop!
Stop at a motorcycle! A motorcycle, Jim. Well done. Value of $2,548. Now, Jim, you are in first place with $5,793. You have approximately $1,200 more than Marilyn. One spin left. You can either go for it yourself. If you can avert the whammy, you're the champion. You can pass it to Marilyn since she's the player with the next highest amount of money. If she hits less than you or hits a whammy, you're the champ. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go out on my own.
Jim's going to go out on his own. He says, Marilyn, are you ready? Jim, are you ready? If you can avert the whammy, Jim, you'll be the champ.
Stop.
$1,500, and Jim did it. He's the champion for today. Congratulations, Jim. $7,293. We'll be right back to tell you exactly what you won right after this message. We are back with today's big Press Your Luck winner, Jim. Right now, sit back and relax because Rod Roddy is going to tell you exactly what you won.
I sure will, Peter. Jim, you've won a fabulous bumper pool table for hours of fun for the entire family, featuring professional billiard cloth, live rubber cushions, genuine one-piece slate bed, also includes playing equipment, and a new motorcycle. Beneath its sleek look is a new generation of inline four-cylinder engine, the Nighthawk 550, one of the most agile bikes on the road today from Honda. Those prizes totaling $3,243 combined with the $4,050 in cash you've won gives you a grand total of $7,293. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Jim. $7,293. It's obviously Dodger Day on Press Your Luck, right?
Blue in the sky.
You beat the Cubs, you beat the Angels. Congratulations. And Marty and Marilyn, you were beset with whammies, but you played well. Good luck to the Cubs and the Angels. I want to thank you for being with us. We've got some nice prizes for you, so you won't be going away empty-handed. Jim, we're going to see you next time. Until then, remember, woo the whammy, and woe unto you. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Sidewalk Motocross Fun by Hedstrom. Knobby tires, mag wheels on a 16-inch bike from Hedstrom. We put fun on wheels. Plus, Boratine, the Borax bleacher formulated for the big switch to warm water washing. The whiter, brighter, cleaner wash, switch to Boratine, the Borax bleacher. And for delicious homemade ice cream and great frozen yogurt, it's the Waring Ice Cream Parlor from Waring, the original blender people. Plus, Success Boiling Bag Rice, perfect every time. Once you taste it, Success, nothing else will do. Also, Royal Shire travel accessories, including brush, shoe, travel, and shine kits. Plus, the handy take-along travel bar from Royal Shire by Everywhere. And new Nat Robbins Lip Prime. Invisible silky soft lip care cream helps stop lipstick bleeding and feathering. Improves the look and feel of your lips.
Presentation.